Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Oh boy, do we have coaching news today. What up? Welcome to Maggie and Perloff. So glad to have you. It's Thursday. I say this every day. I mean it every day. Jam-packed show. Like, not even messing around. Two incredible rookies are going to join us in the show today. Romeo Doubs from the Green Bay Packers, Brian Robinson of the Washington Commanders. Both incredible stories. Robinson also two-time national champion at Alabama. Lots to do today. Yeah.
But I love you say, oh boy, do we have coaching news today. Nothing hooks them in like coaching news when you put it that way.
Wherever you are, buy a hat and hold on to it because Nathaniel Hackett is headed to the New York Jets, not as the head coach, as the offensive coordinator. And you know what? What I hope that somehow Nathaniel Hackett, the author of the worst offense in the NFL this year before he was fired by the Denver Broncos, I hope he really blew them away in the interview. Because if you think that hiring Hackett means getting Aaron Rodgers, can you not look at what Denver just did? They just made this mistake, hiring Hackett, thinking that Rodgers was going to come. The Jets can't be this blind and stupid, right?
First of all, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm walking on the streets of New York today, and everyone is assuming Aaron Rodgers is our quarterback. Yeah. I open my Twitter. All I see is a photoshopped Aaron Rodgers in a Jets jersey. Yep. Maggie, if it's not about Aaron Rodgers, and I understand what happened in Denver, but if it's not about Aaron Rodgers, then what's going on here?
Well, it's not going to be his like sterling resume as an offensive play caller. He had one really good season, and that was with the Jacksonville Jaguars with Blake Bortles of all quarterbacks. They go to the AFC Championship game. They lose to the New England Patriots, who eventually lose to your Philadelphia Eagles that year. And then everything fell apart in Jacksonville. He and Doug Marrone, the head coach, were fired the next year midseason.
Well, you could argue he was OC over the first and second offense in Green Bay.
I meant beyond playing with an MVP.
Well, yeah.
Any offense he ran where he didn't have an MVP and a surefire first ballot Hall of Famer were not that great.
Yeah, but look what happened with that surefire first ballot Hall of Famer the next season after Hackett left.
Yeah,
there is an argument to be made. And the other thing is, you can easily find
a way. Devontae Adams on the.
Yeah, listen, I know. And you can also find a way to blame Russell Wilson for everything that happened in Denver. That's what. So, yeah, it's so funny because this, you're right. You lead with coaching news. Nobody cares about coaching news, but this is Aaron Rodgers news.
Yeah.
And is it possible, Maggie, that there's so much momentum and so much public discourse about what this means for Aaron Rodgers going to the Jets? I heard there's rumors the Super Bowl lines are moving on the Jets.
No.
The Jets and the Packers can see all this and say, you know what? This makes sense.
Well,
By the way, Rodgers and the Broncos certainly flirted last year. There's no doubt about it.
They may have. I mean, listen, what's it going to take to get the trade done?
Two first rounders.
Okay. I mean, I think the Jets would do it. They're desperate. It doesn't even matter what the general manager would possibly want. You know, they picked Zach Wilson. You might not get another bite at the apple. Like, he is, but not with another rookie.
Robert Saleh, too. This is do or die for him. Who cares about this first? Also, Jets fans, they've been waiting forever. I think there's no future. There's nothing to do with these draft picks. You've been drafting high in the first round for years now.
Yeah, that's true.
Go for it.
Hasn't amounted to much.
Feels like if you actually pull back, it feels like a very logical fit. Maybe the best fit.
Well, for who? For Rodgers?
For both teams. What are the other Rodgers teams? I don't even know what they are.
I mean, Miami?
Ooh, you can get Aaron Rodgers out of Miami.
Can you? I mean, I'd probably rather go to Miami if I were him. I mean, the Jets are a young up-and-coming team, which is kind of interesting to pair them with a 39-year-old quarterback. But listen, I still think Rodgers has it. Jets obviously so here's the thing. You're going to go to the Jets now with this young receiving core. It was so difficult for the rookies. It took until about midseason, you would imagine, to kind of get comfortable with Rodgers. He's going to have to go to OTAs. He's going to have to do the rookie, or not rookies, but you know, young guys. He's going to have to do summer workouts with them. It can't just be down in Peru taking ayahuasca until it's time to show up for training camp.
Yeah, I understand
if he really
all
that. Wants it to work.
I understand all that. But still, here are the other odds. I see the Jets, if he leaves the Packers, the Jets, the Titans, the Colts, the Raiders, and the Patriots.
Patriots they forgot been, about Raiders. Raiders are a big one, too.
Right. But the Patriots have been in this Aaron Rodgers mix all along, which is bizarre. Remember, we did these odds before, and the Patriots were third.
Peter King brought it up in his column on Monday.
I do not understand that. I could see an argument. The Jets can make the best case here because they have a great defense. My question is, if you're Aaron Rodgers, you look at Tom Brady in 2020 going to the Bucs, and you say to yourself, what's the closest to that situation? I personally don't think that they're a sleeping giant like the Bucs, but there's certainly some positives, right?
Definitely. I mean, you got Garrett Wilson on the offensive side. You got some nice weapons. Breece Hall will be healthy, presumably, as the running back. The Jets' offense was pretty dangerous with Hall. And with Wilson, Wilson was a 1,000-yard receiver in his rookie year with three different quarterbacks throwing to him. It was pretty impressive.
And pretty dangerous? Were they really?
I mean, they weren't a high-powered offense, but Hall ran the ball very, very well as a rookie.
Yeah.
And then you got the defensive side. It's probably going to be Sauce Gardner as the rookie of the year. Got a great defensive line, gets after it, gave my Buffalo Bills a couple scares.
Look at these other options. The Titans have no talent on the outside. The Colts are a disaster right now. The Raiders are the Raiders. That kind of makes sense, but you're in the AFC West. And then the Patriots have no talent. They have zero talent. They have one good tight end. What do the Raiders have? So I think
the
Jets,
Patriots, yeah.
I'm sorry, the Patriots. Right. The Patriots are totally empty cupboard. I don't know. I hate to say it. The Jets make sense. Are you getting Brett Favre flashbacks, though?
I mean, a little bit. But I think Rodgers, yeah, probably. I mean, it feels like that. I don't think it's going to end like how it ended with Brett Favre, which was a complete crash and burn in New York where he gets disgraced because of the Jen Sturger thing.
Is that why he left the Jets? Did he become a free agent? I don't even remember how he ended up in Minnesota.
I believe it was another trade to Minnesota, if I'm remembering that correctly. But that was just ended up as a punchline now, you know, with his time in New York, even though they actually won some games. But it ended up just being, you know, like it was a terrible fit. So anyway, so now could it be Aaron Rodgers to New York? Oh, boy. And now
could
Nathaniel
it be? Is there any chance it's not happening? That's what I want to know. Of course he's a New York Jet. Maggie, aren't you reading the internet?
Yeah. I got my Google alerts on for Aaron Rodgers. I find it hard. It's just the Denver Broncos duped themselves into this last year, you know, where they thought Rodgers was going to come if they hired Nathaniel Hackett and it didn't happen. So what's the plan? Say Rodgers does not go to the Jets. Now, all of a sudden, your plan B is what? He's developing Zach Wilson?
No, that's
where
not. Where
Hackett
not
has no, besides Blake Bortles, who's not in the league anymore, he's got no history of developing young quarterbacks.
How about Jordan Love?
Did he develop Jordan Love?
Well, no, I mean, he knows Jordan Love really well. And I think Jordan Love's an exciting possibility.
Can you imagine if you strike out on Rodgers and you're like, all right, give me Love. Like, we couldn't get your starter, so let's get your backup. I don't know if that's going to fly.
He's not really a backup, per se. I think Jordan Love, a lot of people are going to be interested in him. I don't know. That'd be interesting.
We thought people were going to be interested in him last year, and nobody was.
Yeah, it's a little different. He played pretty well when people got to see him this year. I don't know. I'm not worried. I love how everyone is so worried about Nathaniel Hackett because he was bad in Denver. What do we know? That is so unpredictable, how a coordinator is going to do at a certain job. We could barely figure out. Everyone, the media, there's nothing to get more wrong than when the head coaches get hired predicting who's going to do well.
Yeah.
There's no rhyme or reason. Doug Peterson got hired by the Eagles, and everyone ranked it as the worst hire of the season. He won the Super Bowl 2 years later. Coordinators, there's so much going on there. So I don't know.
Yeah, but if you're not going to judge a coordinator when they're just responsible for the offense, and how did the offense do?
He took Blake Bortles to the AFC title game. That's an incredible feat. That offense was flying that year.
And then they won five games the next year. It was also one of the all-time big collapses. Like, whatever happened to the Jags? I mean, That was crazy.
Blake Bortles had 35 touchdowns in a season. Blake Bortles under him. How he didn't get a job the year after that, because people didn't know how bad Bortles was. That's an incredible feat. And then Green Bay
was gone the year after. Like it almost feels like, though, with that Jacksonville run, like it was the exception, not the rule. It was like a flash in the pan. They end up going, remember, to Pittsburgh, and they won this really, first of all, they beat my Bills in the wild card round. Bills scored 3 points. It took them 17 years to make the playoffs. They scored 3 points against the Jags. They win that crazy game in Pittsburgh, super high scoring game. And then they go to New England and almost beat the Patriots. And then poof, we like never heard from them again.
So he wasn't even the head coach.
I know, but that's not like, it just feels like what thing is not like the other here? It was mostly mediocre for Nathaniel Hackett until he got to Green Bay. And with Aaron Rodgers, it was mostly mediocre for him as an offensive coordinator, except for 1 year when they spike. Mm. Like, what's the exception here? And
I mean, look at his rags here. Okay. I think this is some bitterness from the Bills days. This is from PFF.
Maybe.
His EPA per play. The Bills were 18th, 18th, 26th. Then the Jags, he was 10th in that really good year. Then 29th, it all fell apart. Then 5th, 1st, 2nd with the Packers.
There was also another Jacksonville year in there that you missed.
So
he was there the year before they went to the AFC Championship game, too. They were
I had
good.
26th, 10th, 29th with Jags. Okay. Sorry, I might have missed one. Yeah, but the Packers, 5th, 1st, 2nd, and I don't think they were that high before he got there.
I know, but it's like what we did with Peyton Manning and Adam Gase. It's like when you're the offensive coordinator for somebody who's walking into the Hall of Fame, and two guys who are probably going to walk into the Hall of Fame, because I bet Adams is going to go too. I mean,
so I'm just curious, though. Do you think that there's an offensive mind out there who's had the first and top five offenses consistently that you could hire for the Jets coordinator? I'd like to hear who that is.
I mean, I'm kind of surprised. Why not interview your guy, Shane Steichen?
For head coach?
No, for an offensive coordinator.
There's 0% chance he'd leave the Eagles to lateral.
Well, but you can also make them an associate head coach. There's a way that you can pay them more and change their titles to beef it up a little bit.
Shane Steichen already has 3 interviews for head coach.
I know. Well, one of them he did not get because there has been the first head coaching hire in the NFL was made today.
Yeah, Frank Reich to the Panthers.
Yep, Frank Reich to the Carolina Panthers.
There's not these any stellar offensive coordinator with an incredible, incredible track record gets hired as a head coach. You're not going to be able to find this guy that you're describing.
No, I get it, but I think there's other candidates out there is what I'm saying. And the thing is that you have Nathaniel Hackett. Think about what you're walking into. Say you don't get Aaron Rodgers. Who's your quarterback? They keep talking about veteran quarterback. And oh, by the way, the owner of the team after the season ended basically put a playoff mandate on next season. So you have no idea who your quarterback is right now. You've got a playoff mandate. And if you don't do it, you're all getting fired. Like, who's walking into that job? Here comes Nathaniel Hackett. It's like, dude, I don't know if I would have done it.
How about Jimmy G?
Yeah, Jimmy G is fine, but you never know if he's going to make it through a full season. So you're going to have to then count on Zach Wilson at some point, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure who the other candidates
Derek Carr?
Were. Carr, Jimmy G, go at that level.
But they have no connection with Hackett. I mean, listen, they can come in and learn, but there's no...
Yeah, I mean,
crossover there.
That's probably good. I think Hackett's had a lot of success in the NFL compared to a lot of these guys. I know he was a terrible head coach. There's no arguing that. But, I mean, it's pretty impressive that he got Blake Bortles to the AFC title game. He should have been coach. How did he not get a job after that?
I don't know. I mean, can we just pause for a second and we can just all remember Nathaniel Hackett, Broncos head coach, greatest hits.
They're going to bring out the field goal unit, and Brandon McManus is going to try a 64-yard field goal. His career long is 61. There is no wind on a 66-degree night. A 64-yard field goal tried by Denver to take the lead. Ball put down. Right-footed kick is away, and it is no good. Wide left. And the sideline erupts. For Seattle.
Thank you to our friends at Westwood One for that one. We'll always have the 64-yarder.
Definitely should have gone for it.
We'll always have it, Nate. Oh, well, listen, the Jets keep things interesting. You don't think they're relevant, but they keep things interesting.
I mean, they need Rodgers.
That's true.
I don't even know. Hackett, honestly, is probably the distant second most important person in this news story.
Well, he definitely is, but think about where your leverage just went to also.
What do you mean?
If I'm the Green Bay Packers now, I'm sensing a little desperation from the Jets. So maybe I'm asking for two first rounders and maybe I'm asking for more, because it seems like the Jets now have their sights on Rodgers, and that is a beautiful place to be if you're the Packers.
Well, also, does it have to be post June 1 anyway?
Maybe.
Maybe I'm
for some of the dead cap money and things like that.
I don't think it's even possible. Before June 1, it's like 90, and after it's 30, right?
I know. You want to start going down the rabbit hole of Aaron Rodgers' contract? It's like going down a well.
I think they have to wait on the deal. So they had to hire somebody at some point.
Yeah, they did. But if I'm Green Bay, I'm now maybe you're not getting draft picks for this draft, but I'm going to ask for the moon now.
Gosh, but you are totally a buzzkill for Jets fans. Don't walk on the streets because they're thrilled. They have number 12 coming to town.
Yeah.
I'm already pre-ordering my 12 jersey.
Amazing.
Might as well.
Oh, yeah.
Who else was 12 on the Jets in case you need to fall back and
Richard Todd?
And Rodgers doesn't come?
Namath.
Namath. Right. Who? No. Thank you. Yeah. Remember, they asked Joe Namath. I think it was the fan. Asked Joe Namath, would he give up the number or would they unretire the number? And he said yes.
Well, it's because Brady's also 12, or at least he was in Tampa.
No, I know, but that has nothing to do with the Jets.
Well, it did because I think they initially asked him because of Brady, not as much about Rodgers.
Oh, because of really?
Yeah. But either way, it wouldn't matter. Namath would be happy to give up his jersey number.
Man, these Jets fans, everyone's got big dreams here. Big hopes and dreams.
By the way, and if the Jets, and you said the Jets are always interesting. If the Jets don't get Rodgers, they might as well cancel next season. They're getting one primetime game. There'll be a Thursday night versus the Dolphins and put it to rest and wait till next year.
No, they used to give at least one primetime game to both the Jets and the Giants, even when they were terrible, just because it was in New York, and then they stopped doing that. Even the networks are like, we can't do another Jets lose to the Patriots by 40. It's just not worth it. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. So the question is, do you see this like Perloff and apparently half of New York City? Do you see this as a fait accompli?
Did you hear Stephen A. Smith guarantee a Super Bowl on ESPN today?
He said the
Jets are going to the Super Bowl and Aaron Rodgers is their quarterback. And that is by far the mainstream take right now.
Wow. No, you're the only. That's the lukewarm take, is that the Jets are going to win a Super Bowl?
No.
What's going to happen?
For the first time since 1969?
They're going to have the one seed in the AFC, get to the AFC Championship game, and lose at home. That's the guarantee if Rodgers comes here.
No. My point was, you're the only person I've heard, actually, with a microphone who isn't assuming Aaron Rodgers is in New York already.
Nobody assumed he was going to Denver. How did that end up?
I totally understand what you're saying, but I don't remember talking about the Denver Rodgers thing. Like, people are literally assuming. I don't remember all these Rodgers in Denver uniforms because he was still flirting with the Packers a lot. Now he clearly wants out. We agree on that, right?
Clearly wants out. I don't know. I can't say that for sure. He clearly wants out.
He's definitely open to the possibility of
playing somewhere else.
He definitely wants out. He's just trying to figure out how to do it.
How to gracefully exit. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Is this a done deal? It's so far
he's
from
a Jet.
That.
Face it, Maggie. He's a Jet. And when you're a Jet, you're a Jet for life.
Yes. Just like who, Favre? Jet for life? He was there for a year. 855-212-4CBS.
That was a West Side Story. Like, we all.
Oh, yes. You're a Jet. When you're a Jet from your first cigarette.
Stu got it, yeah.
Samter's Mr. Musicals.
Yeah, give us a lyric, Samter.
I just gave it to you. When you're a Jet, you're a Jet from the first cigarette. That's all I know.
No, I was thinking of Maria, what's her song?
Nobody.
Oh, dude, you are so, Mr. Broadway is completely disappointing.
Yeah, what's a, nobody, I feel pretty from Maria, right? I feel pretty.
Yeah, that's one song, but Tony also sings a song called Maria.
The song was called Maria. Yeah.
Yeah. This is terrible.
You guys took me down this rabbit hole of musicals.
No.
I didn't want to go there.
It's good for a sports talk radio show to not know anything about musicals. It's a better place to be. But Samter claimed to be an expert.
Well, I never claimed to be an expert. I just love it. I haven't seen West Side Story in 30-something years.
You're fraud. 855-212-4CBS.
I'm not going to argue with that.
You didn't watch Spielberg's West Side Story? Whatever. Yeah, I think it was nominated for an Oscar. Whatever. Okay, you're not a musical guy.
Samter, your music card's been revoked.
All right, fine. I still have my Disney card, though.
You want to keep claiming that? Go ahead. We got a lot to do today, as I mentioned. Oh, Packers are in the news. Romeo Doubs is going to join us. Just finished his rookie year.
Do you know what his favorite play is?
You can tell us.
Romeo and Juliet.
Sad dad strikes again.
Obviously.
Ouch. Brian Robinson, running back from the Washington Commanders, a little bit later on in the show. Whoa. See, this is what happens when you start, when Nathaniel Hackett gets part of the conversation, goes totally off the rails. I blame him.
Definitely should have gone for it.
You can watch us right now on youtube.com/CBS Sports Radio. You can listen to us across the country on all of our CBS Sports Radio affiliates. Of course, we're on Sirius XM, and we're also on the free Odyssey app. Come on back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This NFL postseason, every Westwood One NFL broadcast streams live for free, all on the road to Super Bowl 57. Catch all the action on the Odyssey app, on WestwoodOneSports.com, via Westwood One station streams, or by asking Alexa to open Westwood One Sports. It's all sponsored by AutoZone. The free AutoZone Fix Finder service can help troubleshoot the cause of your pesky check engine light for free and get you back on the road. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone. AutoZone. All right, Maggie, you know one of my favorite things to do at Super Bowl week?
What's that?
Panini has a lounge.
Yeah.
Panini America has a lounge. And they have this little room where you go into, and it's got all these neon lights on the side, and they give you necklaces so you can look all fancy, and they take these pictures, and you hold a football into the camera. Have you ever seen one of these?
Yeah, I've done it.
Yeah, that's my favorite thing to do.
That's your favorite thing?
Favorite thing of all Super Bowl week. I love that picture. I show my kids. They're like, oh, Dad, you look cool. So
well,
I'm a huge Panini fan.
You get a cool moment for your kids. Well, speaking of Panini, Panini America rookie closeout is going on today. And for that, we welcome in Green Bay Packers wide receiver, just finished his rookie year, Romeo Doubs, good enough to join the show. Romeo, thanks so much for doing this.
No problem. I appreciate y'all for having me in. Big fan of y'all podcast, so I'm glad to be a part of it.
Well, clearly you have excellent taste. We already knew that. We'll ask you more about Panini in just a moment, but correct me if I'm wrong. You caught Aaron Rodgers' 500th touchdown pass, is that right?
Yes.
Where's the ball? Did you get to keep it? Did you give it back to Aaron?
I don't remember. I think I may have gave it back to him. I might have kept. I don't remember.
Wait a minute.
But I do. Yes, yeah, it's been a while. So
this could be in your possession, but it might not be too.
You can say that.
Wait a minute. This could be worth thousands and thousands of dollars. Okay. Well, yeah. You might want to look around for it.
Wait, did you keep your first touchdown? Did you keep a lot of memorabilia from the first year? Are you that kind of guy?
Yeah, I kept a lot of it. You know, you can only be a rookie only one time. So some things that I did remember, you know, make sure I kept them, touchdowns or whatnot. But.
Okay, what was to you the most memorable moment from your rookie year?
I think the Bills catch. And I had to like turn around, you know. I think that one might have been the best one yet. So
that hurts, Romeo. Maggie, the diehard Bills fan.
Of course, you brought that
She's
one
not
up.
Happy
yeah,
about
well,
that,
I was worried about it. But yeah. Hey, listen, a lot of people were watching that game. It was a primetime game. It was a lot of fun. You know, you're finishing up this rookie season. Have you had a chance to reflect on what this means for you personally, making it through your first year, or are you just on to the next thing?
Honestly, I'm just on to the next thing. But I know that, you know, this past year it was a crazy year, lots of ups and downs. It was a lot of changes, you know, some things that people, you know, didn't really see coming, but yeah, I'm just trying to move on forward. I know what it is. I got to work on this off season. I just want to make sure that I come back, you know, better than ever. So,
yeah, Romeo, how did you deal with what you described as a crazy year? I think there's a lot of pressure being a Packer. Was it something you had to get used to? Yeah, I remember in camp, everyone started talking about you, and I don't know if you heard it, but there was a lot of expectations, and you completely delivered. But was it hard for you to stay even during this whole process?
No, it wasn't this hard. I just try to make my days the same so I don't catch myself, you know, being high or low, overwhelming. I didn't want to put myself there. So, your mind will be all over the place, and I just wanted to make sure that, you know, everything was flatlined for me, so things could be controllable.
We're talking with Romeo Doubs, just finished his first year with the Green Bay Packers as a wide receiver. He's joining us on behalf of Panini America Rookie Closeout. You can get NFL trading cards and Panini cards at Walmart, Target, hobby stores nationwide. You can also start collecting your favorite NFL rookies as NFTs on the Panini America platform. www.paniniamerica.net is where you can find more information. Romeo, how would you say your relationship with Aaron Rodgers changed from training camp to end of the season? You're walking off the field after that game against the Lions.
I thought the relationship I and Aaron had, it was pretty solid. You know, because I know there was times where, you know, I had questions for him as far as like what he wanted, and then there was other times where. You know, just outside of football, I'd go up to him, just kind of get some advice from him, you know, him or Cobby. But it was, you know, I'm thankful to be part of something real special, you know, because not a lot of, you know, rookies, I'd say, you know, get opportunities to go out there and play with them, because there's his philosophy of not playing rookie receivers and just – the position that we were all in, just being able to play every game for him, thought it was really great. I thought it was special. Just being around him, he's a great leader. He's a great dude. And, you know, I make sure that I appreciate him, you know, because I know at some point in time he'll be done playing. So he's a great guy, man. Probably one of the best to be around. So
this is going to be your first offseason, obviously, as a Packer. Are you going to be following all of the news about Rodgers? Because it seems like there's going to be something every day. Are you going to be someone who's locked in, getting every rumor and this and that, or are you someone who's going to ignore it?
Nah, I mean, you'll have in my position, I'll have to ignore it, and there's a reason behind it. You know, I mean, whatever decision that he makes. You can't really fault it. You can't fault what he does because, again, we've watched what he's done for the past 15-plus years in this league. So if he decides to come back, that's very great. And even if he chooses not to, It's something that we are, I mean, as people watching it, you know, as myself playing for them, that we aren't really ready to see. But at the same time, you just gotta embrace it and accept whatever happens as whatever happens. So.
Romeo, I think there's a lot of curiosity there about another quarterback too, Jordan Love. People haven't really gotten to see him a little bit. He looked really good. What kind of guy is Jordan Love like in the locker room?
Jordan is real low key. And that's what I love about him the most. Again, he's a humble guy. He's never too high or low. And I mean, he makes the right decisions every time. He does everything right, you know, and it's hard to see when, you know, it's hard to see when you're not around him. So, you know, I played against Jordan my sophomore year in college because he went to Utah State and I went to Nevada. So, I mean, just being around him, he's a great guy, great dude. He has a lot of poise. And, you know, I'm just glad I get to be around him too. Because you're right, nobody hasn't really seen what he can do. But I know for a fact that he can play. So,
how different is it to catch a pass from Aaron Rodgers compared to catching the ball from Jordan Love?
I mean, they're both really good quarterbacks. I believe that, you know, I mean, as the receivers, as long as the ball is in the right spot, everything is fine. Everything is good. It's just, again, Jordan really hasn't really got his opportunity. And that's nothing to speak on what Aaron has going on because, again, whatever happens, happens. But, you know, I got belief in Jordan. I know he can play and, you know, he's a great guy. So and he's been in the system with LaFleur for about a couple years, maybe 3 years now. So he's a great guy, man. So.
Romeo Doubs is a wide receiver for the Green Bay Packers. He's joining us on behalf of Panini America. They're hosting Romeo along with other NFL rookies as they finish signing their most in-demand Panini NFL rookie trading cards. Okay, Romeo, give us the one time that, like, Rodgers took you guys out. Like, what did you do? Can you give us an outside of the facility hanging out with Aaron Rodgers story?
I didn't get a chance to hang out with him, but
not one time he didn't take you guys out.
Not one time. I mean, as far as being around 12, I'd say possibly it's always been football. So I mean, in the building on the practice field, there was never a time where, you know, there was an event, well, not an event, but we had a team get together for Halloween. I thought that was pretty cool. But
what'd you dress up as?
Other than that, I'm sorry, one more time.
What did you dress up as for this party? I know Aaron dresses up a lot of things.
Everybody had their costumes. Mine wasn't really a costume. I just wanted to be a little creative and make something up. But we all got the hang out with him. All the young guys got to hang out with him. I thought that was pretty cool. But again, man, he's a great leader, a great guy. And, you know, I just make sure I appreciate him, whether if he's playing or if he chooses to finish up. So,
Romeo, can't tell you how much we appreciate this. You can go to www.paniniamerica.net. That's where you can find out all of this great information about Panini America rookie closeout with Romeo Doubs. Romeo, we're wishing you all the best. Well, maybe not any more touchdown catches against my Bills, buddy, but we're wishing you all the best, and hopefully we'll catch up with you again soon.
Okay, appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Appreciate you. Romeo Doubs, there you go. On behalf of Panini.
Yeah, no, we didn't coach him to say that about the Bills game. Sorry, Maggie.
Yeah, right. You guys are probably snuck it to him somehow. Yeah. Make sure you say that touchdown against the Bills, which was pretty amazing.
Yeah, no, it was. It, what a great journey, too. Because remember, he came out in the fourth round, and it became very clear in camp that he was going to be a real piece of that Packers offense. That's rare. How often does a fourth-round rookie wide receiver catch balls from a Hall of Famer? It was a cool story.
And he even mentioned it, you know. He's like, we knew that Rodgers doesn't really love, you know, throwing to rookies, but it ended up being him and Christian Watson. And by the end of the season, they were in the offense, well-adjusted.
Yeah, and I admit I didn't give him full disclosure about everything.
What's that?
That I had been calling him Romeo Doubs for most of the spring.
I'm really glad he didn't
say that. Hey, have you seen this guy Romeo Doubs at the combine?
Don't do it. I can't believe Rodgers didn't take him out one time, though.
I wasn't totally surprised by that.
I wasn't totally surprised by it either. But one time, take the guys out to dinner. I mean, it's 6 months the season is
Yeah, I don't know if Aaron Rodgers.
Green Bay.
Aaron Rodgers can comfortably go to a lot of dinners in Green Bay. I don't think that's how it works.
Private room? It's got to be something. Have him over. Hey, guys, come over to my house. Let's watch Monday Night Football together.
Yeah, I feel like Randall Cobb was the veteran who took that role.
Probably.
Don't you sense? And Randall Cobb seems like the coolest dude.
Yeah.
I'd rather hang out with him.
855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. The fun keeps going. Brian Robinson just finished what was, I mean, talk about ups and downs of the season. Jeez. I mean, Brian Robinson ended up being one of the great stories of this year, where he was shot in an attempted robbery before the season, ends up fully healing, getting on the field, and having a stellar rookie campaign. So we're going to talk to him in just a moment. Don't move. More Maggie and Perloff after this CBS Sports Update from Rich Ackerman.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back to Maggie and Perloff. So glad to have you. This is rare for us. We don't usually go back-to-back guests, but we're going to do it because these guests are worth it, and we're so excited to talk with them. We just talked to Romeo Doubs. Now we're going to make some time for Brian Robinson. Man, running back for, of course, the Washington Commanders, two-time national champion at Alabama, and he joins us now again on behalf of Panini America rookie closeout. Brian, it's Maggie and Perloff here in New York. Thanks so much for the time today. How are you?
I'm doing good. How y'all doing?
Okay, we got to start where I'm probably sure everybody's starting, but it doesn't matter. The hat. I mean, the hat. And all I have to do is just say the hat, and everyone knows what I'm talking about. You did a solid for a friend who's got a big hat company. You wore it after a game where you had a big game. And what was the response to you wearing that hat? Because you had to know how viral you went in the moment, right?
Yeah, it was crazy. I was just being funny. Like, I had Ward in the locker room before the game. And then, you know, obviously had the game that I had. And then I came right back in the locker room and, you know, put it on my head, just like kind of, you know, just playing around trolling. Like, you know, I knew I had just had a good game. So I was just wearing a big hat around the locker room. I had no idea that I was about to get the team ball. So once I got, you know, the game ball and, you know, it just kind of brought more attention to me and stuff like that. And then I had it on while I had, after I got out of the shower, I had it on in my locker while I was getting dressed, and the media attacked me. So when they attacked me, I just, you know, I pretty much told them, and then it just blew up from there.
So wait, Brian, you didn't expect it to blow up? You had no idea that it was going to be a thing?
I didn't know the media was going to attack me about it, and, you know, just, you know, question me about the big hat. I was literally just playing around the locker room with my team, you know, just wearing a big hat. They was asking me like where I got it from and stuff like that, but at that point, nobody knew.
So maybe this is a trend. Are you going to try and become
maybe
a trendsetter?
Maybe it's a trend. No, He's an icon now for that hat.
Besides a hat, I mean, you could be sort of like Cam Newton and set fashion trends in your press conferences. Is it something you're interested in?
I mean, I don't really like spend too much time into fashion to like want to try to set a fashion trend. That wasn't like me trying to be like trendy. I was just, you know, just being funny, just in the locker room for real. So like I said, I didn't expect it to blow up the way it did, but you know, it was fun, and I'm glad, you know, whoever making bank off of it, I'm happy for them.
Well, they owe you a lot. We're talking with Brian Robinson. He's running back for the Washington Commanders, a two-time national champion at Alabama, of course. You basically played with everybody in the NFL. I bet there's not a team that you don't have a former teammate playing from Alabama playing in the National Football League. You played with Jalen Hurts. You played with Tua. You played with Mac Jones. You played with Bryce Young. Let's stop on Jalen for a second, because seeing his success now in the NFC Championship game this weekend, I mean, from your experience being a teammate, what does it feel like for you to watch him? I know you're division rivals now with Philadelphia and Washington, but what is it like to see the former teammate have so much success?
I mean, you know, it's exciting. You know, just let us know that, you know, the opportunity is there. You know, and Jalen, real good friend of mine. You know, I had a real good connection with him, you know, in school. And, you know, humble guy, hardworking, you know, just undefeated. You know, I couldn't be more happy for him, you know. You know, he's one of those guys that's built for that stage. He's built for that. He's gonna fulfill every second of it. He's gonna do everything he gotta do to prepare, you know, as a pro, you know, to try to, you know, come out with that Super Bowl. And I'm excited to see him do it. You know, really don't know, you know, how these games gonna go these next couple of games. I just know, you know, that my guys, Jalen Hurts and Devontae, they're gonna play to the standard for sure.
Okay, so Brian, full disclosure, I'm an Eagles fan, and just because I won't say anything mean about Washington, but you played the Eagles, you played the Niners, the number one and number two defense in the NFL. Describe how both defenses pose a different challenge for an offense and for the running game.
I have to give a heads up to the Niners defense, man. Those guys are fast and physical. You know, I ain't never seen nothing like it. You probably never see nothing like it unless you're playing in the NFL against the 49ers. I mean, the defense is physical. They're fast. You know, they are disciplined. You know, their run reads, the way they read the run and play the run gaps, phenomenal, man. Like, they're so disciplined, you know, throughout the game. And, you know, and they're consistent. They have a lot of consistent players on their defense. I just got to give them, new guys a heads up for, you know, how they played us. Man, you know, I just felt like in Philly, you know, just the way they played us, I couldn't really see that much of it. You know, for the most part, I had a great day. You know, they ain't really, you know, give me a reason not feel like I can, you know, have success in the run game from, you know, the start of the game to the finish, to the end of the game, man. You know, that led to the result of the game, you know, that I did play in. So, you know, they played a lot better in the first game, obviously, when they beat us at home. You know, I ain't played that game, so I can't tell you, you know, from my experience. But and I feel like, you know, at this stage, man, you know, guys gonna play, should play, you know, the best that they played all season. And, you know, if they don't, man, it don't mean that much to them. It ain't as important to them as the opponents.
Brian Robinson is our guest, just finished his rookie season with the Washington Commanders. He's joining us on behalf of Panini, America Rookie Closeout. You can get your NFL trading cards at Walmart, at Target, hobby stores nationwide. You got to go to PaniniAmerica.net. That's where you find all of the information for all of these rookies and their rookie trading cards. Now, where your season obviously started, Brian, very serious. You know, you get shot in an attempted robbery. You end up making your way, obviously, back to the field and having an excellent rookie season. But I can't imagine what it's like to go through something like that. Is it something you think of every day? Do you keep it with you all the time? Or have you put it out of your mind?
I try to just not think about it. But it's hard. It's not a day to go by, I don't think about it. You know, and I can use it as, you know, motivation, fuel to the fire, you know, just continue to just motivate me, you know, what I went through and, you know, what I had to come from and where I'm still trying to go, regardless of, you know, going through that. You know, I'm still trying to go places. And, you know, it constantly remind me, you know, just, you know, the adversity that I've all, like, dealt with, and, you know, this biggest
probably the biggest adversity I've ever dealt with, but, you know, it continued to, you know, just push me, make me stronger, you know, when I'm coming back from it.
What did you learn about yourself and your recovery and then ultimately getting back on the field and having this great season?
I learned that, you know, hard work is undefeated. You know, if you believe that you can do something, you can do it if you really, you know, putting the efforts into it. You know, once I believe that I have a chance to play in the NFL again, from that point on, I did everything, you know, in my power, you know, took every step, you know, in the direction to, you know, get myself, you know, healthy and, you know, recover and, you know, possibly make my way back to the field. And, you know, nobody knew the work that I was putting in. You know, I just had to stay committed and stay consistent to, you know, my work ethic and the things that I was doing to, you know, get myself back on my feet. And I'm still doing that. You know, every day I'm still doing those things, you know, because, you know, I still deal with it. So I got to continue to do that and, you know, I'll be fine.
Well, the amount of strength you showed during that time was really incredible. We're so happy that you are healthy, that you finished out this rookie season. And we can't tell you how much we appreciate this. Again, PaniniAmerica.net. That's where you find all this great information about Panini America rookie closeout, the rookie cards. We're huge fans of you, Brian. And we wish you all the best and best of luck in the future.
Yeah, just take it easy on the Eagles next time.
No,
if you don't mind,
do
Brian.
Not. Also. Do not take it easy on the Eagles. Thank you, Brian Robinson. Fantastic rookie season after he overcame so much. Yeah.
Yep. I rooted for him as an Eagles fan.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Even your Eagles, your cold Eagles art. Okay, so those are two rookies for today. Romeo Doubs, Brian Robinson. If you missed any of those interviews, not only can you download the Maggie and Perloff podcast, which comes your way every day, but we're streaming on youtube.com/CBS Sports Radio. That's where you can find the show every day.
Absolutely. I feel like these post interviews, we do a little chit chat. It has a Ron Burgundy vibe to it.
Want to read the teleprompter on the way out?
Yeah.
Go bleep yourself, San Diego.
A squirrel on water skis. I don't know. I feel when an interview goes right up to the end, we got to do it that way.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.